Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire. I'll tell you what, Dr. K, we're going to go to the phone, take a call, all right? Let's do it. Joe in Texas is on the air with Dr. Kasim Khalil. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. Hey, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. Dr. Kalo, man, it's a pleasure to hear you. And I want to confirm a lot of things you said. God, there's so many topics, man.
After I know it.
Wolfgang, but I live back in the woods, and I will confirm that, like, you know, you mentioned so many topics, but dealing with the Middle East, we do have Muslims now, not just Muslims, but Middle Easterns that are coming through Mexico now. I live real close to the border, about 100 miles. But they're coming in, Dr. K, and there's a lot more Asians coming in. And, you know, the government, I do realize, because of what I went through down in Nicaragua when I served my time with the Marines.
Yeah.
That
they disrupted that whole area.
Oh, you know, Nicaragua and Central America, what happened back in 1978.
Yeah, the death squads and all of that.
Yes, sir. Well, you know,
did we lose Joe?
No,
yeah,
he's still there.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear him?
Hello?
Can you hear him, Dr. K?
I hear him good.
Okay.
Can you hear Joe, Dr.
I can
K?
Hear him now.
All right.
Joe, it's true. Really, if those people don't have a mode of living,
yes, sir,
then they're going to have to survive, and they'll come try to get a job anywhere. And
exactly.
I don't like to say those people, because in a sense, we're all illegal aliens if you look at what happened to the natives. But
that's true. That's
we've
true.
Got to find a way to get the leadership under under the interest of the people, or get rid of them. And
yes, sir.
And that's where it's got to start. It's got to, or we have to have every state be in control.
Well, Dr. K, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. When you know, the thing is like the American people need to see that, you know, back in that time in '78, we took a man by the name of Manuel Noriega out of power, and now those people are voting for that man, and I know that the United States government's involved in it.
Sure.
And because it's drug money.
Sure it is.
And it's a lot of other things. And Rick knows this, and you know this, Dr. K.
I know. Joe, it's all coming to roost, and we were the ones who did the roosting.
Right. Now we have, and when I was there in 1977, late 77 to 79, there were Russians, and there were Cubans.
Of course.
Down in Central America.
Of course.
And that's
of
what
course.
Concerns me. And now we're bringing Middle Easterns into Mexico, working the border with a few men that I know. They have had prayer rugs. That tells me I'm not knocking the Muslim faith.
Right.
But, you know.
Point is that the entire infrastructure of this country.
Yes, sir.
It's completely disrupted,
yes,
and
sir.
it's done.
It's been preempted and taken over by the Mossad.
It's exactly so. I mean, it's a long story, Joe. We can't get into too much.
I know.
But
yes, sir.
Bottom line is, there would not be the problem if it wasn't for the invasion of Central America, and also the destruction of their native ways.
And we're
now it's just out of control.
Right.
See, what people didn't understand, Joe, you were thinking you were serving the cause of anti-communism, and yet the United States government, through the World Bank and other institutions, was financing the Soviet Union, keeping it afloat, financing Castro indirectly, so they could fund the communists that then we would go and fight in Central America.
Well, right.
It's all one big chess game. It's a joke. It's
boogeyman.
A hoax.
Hey, we got to have a boogeyman.
Just
okay,
like
thanks,
we did
Joe.
In the 30s with Germany.
Yep.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Dr. K and Rick, thank you, man.
Amen. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Dr. K, my guest. Don't forget the offer.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back now, and we have a lot of calls. So I'll tell you what, Doc. Let's go back to the phone. We've got Abu Zakaria in Canada, I believe. Hello, you're on the program with Dr. K. Abu.
Good evening, sir. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you.
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And I salute your guest for his courage and audacity, I should add. Abu Zakaria, by the way.
Thank you,
Abu Zakaria. Good.
You're calling from Canada.
That is correct. And we're all hyped up here and loving the shows. And as long as there is a voice for us, it's just fantastic. Thanks.
Where are you from originally, Abu?
I'm from Algeria.
Oh, okay. Algeria! What, yes. That's a lovely place that's been under colonial oppression for way too long.
French colony, of course, and Halliburton has invited us now.
Yeah, the figures.
Very true. Actually, the reason why I'm calling, I don't know if you guys can add something to this and or confirm it. The two security screening companies, so-called letting the people go through Logan and like Wazir Airport,
yep.
are
Israeli
two front Mossad, I should add.
Yes,
companies.
They were.
I don't know if it's a coincidence.
It wouldn't be a coincidence. And the TSA, and you know what? It's big money, Abu Zakaria. It's big money. Boeing, for example, was having a lot of trouble until 9/11. And they were the ones who sold the CAT scanners. Those are CAT scanners. They're very poisonous. And then the X-ray machines and the gunpowder machines, these were all set to go, and then they were bought by the billions of dollars worth of contracts after 9/11.
Not to say trillions.
Yeah, well, you trillions. That's actually correct. And all at the expense of the blood of the innocent. So you're absolutely right. It's not a coincidence. And, you know, if you think about it, Islam, for example, has a magnanimous history. Islam has no Sabra and Shatila.
Of course not.
So why should we be afraid of the Muslims if they're in Mexico or Cuba or America or wherever? It has no Haditha, what happened in Iraq.
Very true.
It has no Deir Yassins, no My Lies, no Inquisitions, no Crusades in 1,400 years of history. So why in the world do we need to worry now? Come on.
Au contraire, actually, as a matter of fact, the so-called people who were oppressed used to come to the Prophet, peace be on him, to keep their goods.
Yeah,
knowing he's a trustworthy person.
That's exactly
to their
right.
Own,
and you know,
to their own priests and rabbis, if I can say that.
That's true. And he when the priest needed somewhere to pray in Medina, and he had his entourage of Christian pilgrims, mm-hmm. he opened the doors of the mosque, and on one side the Muslims prayed, and the other side the Christians prayed.
That's right. And on the second thought, again, the steel that has been recycled, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The next day. I'm talking about September the 12th.
The 9/11 towers.
Was
yep.
sent to China. Guess what? An Israeli company have bought it in China.
Right. So they
and
were profiting in every possible way.
And that, again, billions of dollars were letting go without any forensic expert coming before the contamination. Pardon my English, actually.
No, you're doing
contamination,
very well.
The contamination of the so-called crime scenes.
Right. And that steel would have been the kicker to show pre-bombs. In other words, it would have shown the marks of the thermite and perhaps the minor or small nuclear devices. You're right. That recycling was all under the control. Also, Giuliani was involved in controlling that.
Giuliani. Well, you know what? To be fair to my fellow listeners and to let the line to be classy, I salute you for the programming, for the courage, for the audacity, and God bless. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, thank you, Abu Zakaria, and God bless you, too, and very good words from you.
Thank you very much.
Call again, Abu. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. All right. There you go. Not everyone is deceived in this world.
No.
There are many who are not.
And the crime scene, it's unconscionable, unheard of in the history of the world to have a crime scene of 5,000 dead where official investigators were threatened with jail or killed. Mafioso would be the minimum you'd think of, you know.
You know, they...
But it's far deeper
well,
than that.
Well, I'll hold my tongue on this one. All right, let's take another call now. We have Barney's been waiting a while from Maryland. Hello, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good,
we're doing, Barney.
Good
what
to hear
doing?
From you.
Yeah, I have two easy questions for you.
All right.
I would like to know who or what group is so powerful that they can pull off 9-1-1, destroy our economy, deindustrialize the United States, flood the U.S. with illegals, and shred our Constitution.
The same people that took the gold when said, line up and give us your gold.
Right. Also, who is so powerful that they can flaunt the immigration laws of the nations of Europe, Canada, and other nations around the world and get away with it?
Ask Chertoff to do
it. It must be the Arabs he's talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
Must be Bin Laden now.
When the two powerful Zionists were in the cemetery in New York and that Israeli Defense League former colonel overheard them saying in 2000 that Americans are going to finally feel what we feel, real terror, when those two towers come to the ground. So, you know, evidence is stacking up all over the place.
Right.
That the only people powerful enough are the multi-trillionaire billionaires, the Zionists, who used their status to drive 4 million people off their land and establish an entity in the middle of World War II. Now that's pretty powerful. You know, if you're the oppressed race, how can you create your own nation by oppressing others in the middle of World War II, if you were in that bad a shape? But, you know, I'm going to hold to my promise. Abu Zachariah brought some new information to us that we didn't mention, so we've got to get his address and send him a book.
All right, he's still listening. He can call back. My producer will get your name and address and get you a book, Abu.
And I tell you what, I'm going to give one to our friend that just called because he put a nice sarcasm to the whole thing.
Barney from Maryland. That's you,
so
Barney.
I'm going to donate 2 books to the cause.
Are you still on the line, Barney?
Yeah, I'm still on.
All right,
Barney,
you want a copy?
You don't have Wrongly Blamed yet, do you? You don't have the book yet, do you?
No.
All right.
Well, you'll have it then.
Yeah.
How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thank you, Barney. Good points. And we guessed each question. The answer wasn't very difficult, actually. Good questions.
Yeah.
Let's take William in Oregon now. Hello, William. You're next with Dr. K.
Good evening, Doctor.
How are you, William?
I appreciate your courage.
Thank you.
And
I don't know if it's courage or what it is, but it's necessary.
In my profession.
We call it courage of oregano.
Yeah. Go ahead, your profession.
My profession's kind of a spook. They call me a spook.
A spook.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But unfortunately, that's sometimes it works both sides of the street.
Right. There are a lot of people in that business in the States that are very frustrated with our policies.
One of the things that has surfaced in my long history of investigations is pertinent to your situation with 911 is who wasn't in the building that morning.
Beautiful.
Let's hold that. For Barney in Maryland, let's give him the speech encoding Holy Alliance, and that will answer his questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's move on to something else that's very important to me.
Yeah.
And that is, there was national security letters, and to use naivete, people would assume that maybe their phone lines are tapped.
Mm-hmm.
That's as remote and as far back as the 1960s when I began my career.
Sure.
Mm.
So we're moved way beyond that now into Ultra and so forth.
But, you know, you bring up, can we get back to your first point about who wasn't in the building?
Yes, what I did is I downloaded the various pieces of information.
Do you have that data available that you can transmit to other people?
Yes, that intelligence is available.
Okay. Could you get it to me? I'd like you to get I'm going to give the final book away because you're bringing even more new information. I'd like you to have a copy of the book. I think you'll find it interesting because it talks a lot about false flag.
Absolutely.
If you would like, I will get one to you also.
I'll send you an audit sheet.
Well, when you get my book, you can send everything to me by post. I can put your if you want to do it that way.
That's fine, and I'll also send you a case file intrusions thing that was done in the last 4.5 years. And by the way, Ashcroft has his autographed copy
on that device. Yeah,
and what went on with that is everything that's cooperated among various people that have been challenged.
Have you pretty well documented that the Israelis let their nationals escape all of that carnage?
It went further than that.
Okay. You've got even the deeper stuff. That's what we're missing. And we know about the Warren Buffett party, so if you've got information, we need it. And I'll get you the book. And maybe if you can send a copy of that to Rick Adams, too, that would be great.
Yes.
Fine. And
Rick, can you give out your address to our dear friend?
Well, what I'll do is I'll give it with my producer.
Okay.
He will get it to you. He'll get your address, too, and your information.
Yeah, give your address. Call back and give your address.
Right. We'll follow up.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay on the line, all right? Okay, William. Thank you. Bill from Oregon. All right.
Everybody wants peace and a decent future.
Right.
And we could have that, you know, but we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just amazed here at how many people are beginning to see the light.
Amazing.
You know, we come back, we'll mention the new book by Lee Iacocca, and Lee Iacocca blasts Mr. Bush and the National Police State.
Oh, he knows. He knows that it's crushing the United States economically.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Dr. K is my guest. Those of you on the line, We'll get to your calls when we return, only on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams, RBNLive.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now, 1-800-313-9443. Dr. K's offer is four books, ladies and gentlemen. Four books, two copies of Wrongly Blamed, and you can have your choice of any of the other two to make a package of $60 plus shipping. And that's, $12.95 for shipping, Dr. K?
Yes, it is. And a person could just order Wrongly Blamed if they wanted, which would be $19.90.
Just one book, but if you want to take advantage, I mean, four books for $60, I mean, that's a darn good.
We got to get the word out, man, you know.
You realize the printing costs and the cost of paper today is just absolutely
terrible. You know, to write a 440-page or 30-page book on this subject is not easy.
Where have all the leaders gone? That's Lee. That's the book, Lee Iacocca.
My dear, Iacocca is saying that. He knows.
In his new book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone, he's blasting George Bush for creating a domestic police state, and he comes right out and says, am I the only guy in this country who's fed up with what's happening? Where the hell is our outrage? We should be screaming bloody murder, Lee talking.
You put that guy in charge of the country, and we'll have a revival like you can't believe.
Well, I hate to say it. I think you're right, despite what happened with the Chrysler Corporation.
Yeah, well,
no doubt about it.
You know, nobody could have fixed it, and he did for a while anyway. But you know, if you really think about it, it's quite a false flag. I mean, here you have a group that cluster bombed an entire half of a country, Israelis with their American cohorts and their stooges, and then. We're supposed to believe in Jose Padilla, and we're supposed to believe in Ali Tamimi being some harm to us, and Sami Al-Aryan and others, Moussaoui. We're supposed to believe that Lind was a threat to us. And while they cluster bombed an entire country amongst all the other horrors that they committed and crimes, they put a false flag up about a liquid bomb threat. And then arrested a bunch of poor, innocent son of a guns in London. And remember what Abu Zakaria said earlier about the, or I think it was him or somebody said about the connection with TSA and the other agencies?
Yep.
This is a complete lie. And here we are, all suffering, that we have to throw our water bottles away, all because of these perpetrators who invented this.
We've got these Israeli companies that have been given these contracts, and under Chertoff, who's an Israeli double agent, head of Homeland Security, we have these screeners and these others who are working with the police that are gathering files on us now and giving them over to foreign countries. And I'll ask you to guess which foreign country might be at the top of the list.
It would be the Israelis.
And they are the ones whose phone companies, allegedly private companies like Amdocs, were actually taking control over all of the phone traffic here in America.
But do you realize...
You realize that, Dr.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you realize the effectiveness of false flag when you can actually take every woman's makeup out of her private bag based on an absolute lie. And you know... What's interesting about all of this is that what it does is it takes our energy off of the prosecution of the real criminals. Yeah.
And now you know why they're so threatened at Fox and MSNBC and CBS and ABC by people like Ron Paul, who are gathering steam, bringing the truth to the American public.
Oh, of course.
And that we are embarked on the wrong course. Internationalism and interventionism are deadly.
Yeah. Here you have a group of thugs who put a massive amount of explosives into a van and hide near caused people to drive their cars into the drink. Caught, known to be causing premeditated murder, because they were Jews or because they were connected with the Israeli movement, or actually because they are connected with the desires of the Zionist powerful ones, are merely deported. You take a scholar, and I don't care if he's an Islamic scholar or a PhD, whatever, it doesn't matter, and you stick him in prison. He didn't lift a finger against anybody. And you beat him up, and you have his clothes. He has no option but to wash his clothes in the toilet. And you club him. You strip search him. It's the most wicked entity in the world.
Particularly if he's a blind cleric, yeah.
Blind or not. The blind guy didn't do anything either. It's just that they were a lot more. There was a lot more. There was a lot less awareness at the time.
Hey, look, you know, we've got ample documentation of FBI involvement in first
and the Mossad. 9/11. Fergie was involved.
In
yeah,
both.
The Mossad was directly involved in setting up that
and Oklahoma.
Mohammed Salami. He had nothing to do with it. He was the patsy.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we know from Kennedy assassination,
that
Oswald was nothing.
And now we have the latest reports on the ballistics and the bullets involved in the Kennedy assassination, raising new speculation.
How about the Dimona nuclear plant, my friend?
That there was no. There was no single bullet theory or even two bullets, but multiple shots being fired at JFK.
When Kennedy said, we're going to stop your nuclear objective.
He signed his own death warrant.
Within 3 weeks, he was dead.
All right. Yeah. There you go. A lot of questions that are unanswered, ladies and gentlemen. They all point in one direction, though. We'll be back with your calls, John and Ira and Jim and all of you on the line. Dr. K, my guest, get the book, 866-618-2503.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we are back now in the last half hour of the program, a rather exciting show with Dr. Kasim Khalil. The book Wrongly Blamed, and now you're working on another manuscript, I understand, too, Dr.
Right, Ed. It's called The Fraud of Islamic Terror.
Ooh.
And it, you know, pretty much pins down how the elaborate scheme has been developed, and it demonstrates who the real sources of terror are. I mean, how do you exterminate an entire civilization of people? You know, that's an issue of terror.
It certainly is.
If you steal somebody's land and drive them off through terror acts and through raping little girls and cutting off the genitals of boys and through killing mothers in front of sons and daughters in front of fathers and, you know, chopping off limbs and you know, loudspeakers and you know, bulldozing homes and crushing mosques. I mean, I'd call that terrorism. Anyway, the definition of terrorism
is... George Bush calls it freedom, by the way.
Well, he may have some problem with his neurons. There are books about his problems.
Yes.
But the definition
of
terror...
You can analyze them for months, I'm sure.
For quite some time. There may even be some stuff that destroys the brain cells involved in that. You know, you drink it But and apparently Barbara Bush feels the same way, I guess. I don't know. Not Barbara. What's the other one? Mrs. Laura Bush.
Yes.
Apparently. I don't know. But the definition of terrorism is state-sponsored acts to go against the people. So that takes out the Palestinians. They don't have a state. Mm-hmm. That would indicate that the Israelis are sponsors of terror. Yeah.
Well, a very good point. Right now they're doing the same thing in Gaza.
State-sponsored.
They are sending in Israeli snipers and shooting at Palestinians.
Well, Abramoff got the money from the Native Americans,
right.
Stole it from them, and gave
the
it
Indian
to
casinos. Right?
Yeah, we paid for it. Mm-hmm. It was casino money. They bought weapons and they shot children. That's what you call state-sponsored terror or terror. Yeah.
And look at Mr. DeLay and all the other Republicans and Democrats alike who are in on this.
They're
racket.
Just attorneys on the take.
On
I think
the
we
take,
need to
just, Dr.
Yeah,
K. Yep.
Yeah.
All so-called Christian leaders. All right, let's move on now to Ira in New Jersey first. Hello, Ira. You're next with our guest, Dr. K.
Thank you.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Too bad. What do you think of the prospects for Ron Paul?
You know what? I'm not a politician. I don't pay any attention. It seems that all I can say is he seems to be a nice chap, but I don't know. And it doesn't really much matter. I mean, once you get into that system, man, that's a tough place to live, Ira.
Well,
that's a real tough place to live.
He knows 9/11 truth. He's been on, I don't know if he's been on RBN, on Rick's show, but he's been on Alex Jones. He's talked about a new investigation. He really knows the truth, but he played along a little bit in the debate the other night. Well, you know, we're bombing Iraq, so they came over here and attacked us. Something along those lines.
Yeah, see, that's why I say you just never know. You can play the game, but then once you get into the system, it's a wicked, wicked energy that's in that system, and you're just going to succumb. So I don't know, and I don't support any one person. I support the people and how we can benefit the people.
I hear you have this new book coming out about the hoax of Islamic terror.
Fraud,
now, what do you think about the incident at Fort Dix, New Jersey?
I haven't investigated that one, but the pattern has been, first of all, that somebody didn't do anything, but, oh, they were going to maybe do something, and then all the emphasis is about maybe, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yep.
Nobody was killed. Nobody was hurt. While we have mass murder going on with cluster bombs blowing people's legs off, which were U.S. issue, we have Iraq, Haditha, we have Haditha every day. We have people dying from starvation because of proxy wars by the United States and Israel. So, I mean, I'm not really into coulda, woulda, shoulda. I'm into who's dying and who's being murdered and raped. That's where I'm focused.
Yeah, even NBC classified it as another alleged plot.
Yeah, I mean, the timing is specious anyway. Everybody's getting the finger on who the real sources of our problems are, and then we have a Fort Dix. And you notice that there aren't too many more Osama bin Laden videos.
Yeah,
everybody showed that it was a phony deal. So, okay, Ira, thanks.
What would be your suggestion to get 9/11 truth into the mainstream in a credible way?
I think that we have to form a huge organization that's not well infiltrated of people that are just fixed on the issue of, okay, we had murders in New York City, and we're going to you know, go to the authorities. We're going to pull them. We're going to have a half a million people, and we're going to create some sort of a movement that forces this issue. 10 million people, 20 million people, 50 million people, even if we surround New York City and say, you know what, everything's shut down until we get this thing resolved. I'm not sure what the answer is. It's tough, but we just have to keep moving towards it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for ideas from all of you.
Well, one thing that I can point to is the YouTubes and forums such as that, where a tremendous number of younger people now are beginning to catch on to this 9/11.
We have to get organized. The criminals at the top are very powerful. Let's not give them no credit. And they hold power in those positions. If we're organized, we can bring it to a resolution. You know?
Did you hear me? They're not all powerful, though.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, of course they're not all powerful.
They're not omnipotent.
But you have to respect the fact that, you know, they're organized.
Yeah.
You can't helter-skelter do anything. Yeah. It's going to take a big effort.
Yeah.
And hey, I don't have all the answers.
Thank you for the call, Ira. Yeah. I got to move along. John, I think it's in California. Is that right? Is that John in California?
Indeed it is.
Hello there, John.
How you doing, Rick?
We're doing. Right, how are you?
All right. How you doing, Dr. K?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Thanks, God.
Well, I've got in front of me a very powerful document, and it's an official Department of Defense, Iraq and Afghanistan, actual U.S. military casualty lists.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you just let me give you the details. There's a chap, Brian Herring, who's a domestic intelligence reporter. So I'll just let this let you and the listeners in on it. It's at tbrnews.org. Now, this chap had obtained at one point, there was a site specifically dedicated by the Department of Defense, a supplemental casualty list from 2003 to mid-2005, showing the facsimiles of actual casualties as opposed to the heavily redacted official listings.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if people go to tbrnews.org and look under a heading called The Republicans' War. Now, I remember, Rick, you saying at one time, the wise make their candles from many waxes. Well, this is from a politically biased site in some ways, but the aspect of the actual documents, it's the actual documents. So here's the bottom line on the documents. It gives the Operation Iraqi Freedom U.S. casualty statuses from April 30th, 2003, to September 1st, 2005, showing the total deaths, killed in action, non-hostile deaths, wounded in action returned, wounded in action not returned, of both Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. The actual death count as of July 2005, 10,146.
Yep, I knew it. Yep.
Now the update is the original listing showed the deaths at it's actually 10,146, and they had reported 2,141 at that time. As of today, by 2007, the death toll has risen to over 15,000, and rising daily. And the officially reported serious woundings required out of theater hospitalization is at 50,508.
Sure.
So it's a powerful
document. A lot of amputees too.
Yes. Now here's the thing, and I've also got. You can also get on there from the Pentagon, United States Department of Defense. They're listing as only out of 15,000 wounded that they had counted, that only 59 died.
This chap has sent now people can
go to this site and
I'll publicize that, John. Good stuff. I will tell some of my talk show host friends to get on that.
And when they go to the site, it's they can email this chap, and he has sent out, as of April 18th, 2007, he has sent out 25,101 of these lists.
Oh, he has.
So you can actually email him when you go to the site, brianherring@yahoo.com, Brian Harring at yahoo.com, and he will send you an email. He emailed me probably within 2 days, and I've printed it out. Now, if I may just make a couple more quick points, because I know you've got other callers.
Yes.
Okay. Now, other intelligence that I'm getting, and this totally makes sense, because, okay, we're all on the same page, by deception thou shalt do war. I'm getting reports that there are Israeli advisors from the IDF working with the U.S. military in Iraq.
Sure.
Okay, and I'm sure you're aware of that anyway. But here's the thing. You realize just a couple of nights ago there was the announcement on the American news stations of the banning of photography at bomb incidents in Iraq.
Yeah.
within an hour. Now, this is corroborating with what is, I believe to be by these reports corroborated, is that they know where these American soldiers are going to be. They've got IEDs, and they've got they are the ones that are sabotaging and enraging the U.S. troops to go murder more people.
Right.
They're killing Sunnis. They're blowing them up.
Right.
They're parking their trucks.
Yep.
They're leaving their trucks. They're blowing up Sunnis. They're parking their trucks. They're blowing up Shiites, and they're enraging U.S. soldiers.
And they're siphoning the oil. There's 300,000 barrels a day that cannot be accounted for.
Not only that, but it's called Mosul to Haifa.
Yep, it is.
That pipeline's been around for a long time. Initially, it was only 12 inches, but they're making new construction. They've already done it.
It's true.
Also, another thing I'd like to mention as well is that the Zionists love to take control of everything, including the 911 Truth movement,
yep.
So that they can point the direction away.
Infiltration.
Now, here's another source which I've seen now. There was this chap that was on, I can't pronounce his name probably, Teshwan Palami or Palawi.
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, now, this chap named Leo Zagami, ex-Illuminati.
Yeah, he was on the show last week, my show, yep.
Right. He said that the orders were given from the Vatican. Now, here's something that's just not jiving, because it is like a case of the elephant is now doing a ballet and a punk rock slam dance around the living room, and it's like, you've got all these. Now, see, there's another thing.
Vatican, forget the stupid Vatican.
The Rothschilds have been their bankers from Kingdom Come. Anyway,
right.
here's the thing. What these people are doing are, and I know you know this, this is just for the benefit.
No, that good. It's that good, other people, John. Go.
That
go.
Other people know this.
Yeah.
That other people know this.
Sure.
Is the fact that you're pointing out, yes, there is all these cults and satanic.
It's a big distraction.
Which, if anything to go by being the protocols of the elders of Zion, I don't care what they say, things are coming to pass as they predicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. These people are putting up the smoke screens, so everybody's going towards the Bilderbergs, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Industrial Military Complex, the Satanic Sex Orgy Death Cults. And it's just like, that's just the tips of the tentacles.
That's right. Exactly.
And so
you cut off
one of the tentacles, another one grows in its place. You have to get to the head.
The head is
Zionism.
And the most important thing you brought up.
That's the key, John. You're right.
John, the Samara Mosque was blown with cooperation of U.S. military advisors.
Absolutely.
By us.
Yes.
And they drilled holes in the four pillars in the mausoleum, put the dynamite in, blew it, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, and they keep that's the thing, and one of the best things the Zionists are great at from their protocols. They set people at one another's throats.
Yep.
So it's these guys. No, it's this guy. So you've got people arguing about.
Only people caught with gunpowder on their hands on 911 were Israeli agents.
And they're Shabbos goy.
And they're perpetrators. There's no doubt.
You're the Shabbos goy.
You got to start with something.
Right.
Like you said, the 911 Truth Movement is a bunch of who knows what.
All right. Hey, John, thanks so much for all the good points you raised.
Thank you,
appreciate
John.
It.
Bless
Very
you
quickly,
too.
We've got to squeeze in Jim from Texas. Hello, Jim. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick.
Hey.
Yes. I'd like to disagree slightly with at least a couple of your callers. One of them, or a couple of callers back, called and want to know, how do we break into the mainstream media with the 9/11 truth?
Yeah.
The answer is, you're not going to.
Okay.
The mainstream media is the government.
Yes.
You're not going to break into one and point a finger at the other. The mainstream media, the people who control it, is the government.
That's right.
The same people who control the government.
That's right.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you had 25 million people armed, heavily armed, marching on Washington, D.C., they might mention it.
Yeah.
Well, you even have the economic boycott as well.
That's about right.
All right, next point.
It would be covered on page A28 of the New York Times.
else and your valuable wisdom.
We agree. Next point, Jim.
Next point, as far as who the enemy is, be it Muslim or the Muslims are enemy or the Jews are enemy, a few years ago I remember watching on a Christmas Eve Yasser Arafat. Now, I don't care if you like him or don't like him, but Yasser Arafat went to the Church of the Nativity for the Christmas Mass, whatever they call it, the Christmas Mass, and he sat there very solemn and dignified, sat there through the Christian Mass there at the Church of the Nativity. I didn't see any rabbis there celebrating.
That's right.
I didn't see anybody else.
And the Palestinian Christian bellboy was killed by Israeli tank, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And all
of the Church of Nativity was blown up by the Israelis.
Right. I watch all the news that I can, and I remember very few incidents, at least very few, that weren't instigated by the Israelis, where the Muslims, the Palestinian Muslims, picked on the Christians. They live side by side.
That's exactly right.
And
very wise.
There's no enmity there. It's you know, they say, okay, our religions and their religions are very similar.
Well, here's the situation, Jim. These Christians and the Muslims there are Semites, but the Jews are non-Semites. Does that tell you anything? What a hoax that has been perpetrated.
Jim, thank you for the call. Good points.
Dick.
We'll be right back to wrap things up. We'll take another call, and then we'll conclude. Dr. K, my guest, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, boy. There you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Is that an admission? Oh, boy. Hey, before we finish up, Dr. K, just a note. Yep. since people have brought up Ron Paul. This was in the news just tonight. The chairman of the Michigan Republican Party said Wednesday he will try to bar presidential candidate Ron Paul from future GOP debates because of his remarks that he made suggesting the September 11th attacks were the fault of U.S. foreign interventionism. Michigan Party Chairman Saul Anuzis said he will circulate a petition among Republican National Committee members to ban Paul from more debates.
Could it be the fault of foreign interventionism? that implies that Muslims attacked this because of rage. So, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with this one for president, that one. You're really not going to get anywhere.
Well, he was deliberately misquoted, by the way. What he was saying is the intervention of the sanctions that were placed on Iraq during the 1980s and 90s.
But how did that have anything to do with anything?
Well, it didn't. And I don't think that he meant what he was quoted as having said, and I didn't see him
it. Well, I don't know.
But clearly, he was saying is U.S. interventionism is what breeds hatred for the United States.
How does that have anything to do with anything? This is part of U.S. interventionism.
That's it.
Like the blowing up the Maine or the Reichstag, or the Gulf of Tonkin.
I think what he's saying is mind your own business, you'll have fewer enemies than that. We can all agree with.
Well, but that doesn't relate to 911. 911 was was a fabricated attack.
I agree with you totally. And I think Ron would agree, too. But in the context, you have to understand how
He's under a lot of pressure. But
absolutely.
We need to keep the record straight.
I agree. You're right. Yeah. You're right. But interventionism is always wrong. And let's take a final call here tonight quickly from Joe. Joe Church. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Not much time, though.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Joe.
2 points about 9/11.
Yeah.
I drove professionally a limousine in New York City for many years. And 3 months after 9/11, I brought some people from Rhode Island to Madison Square Garden for they were doing a fundraiser for the victims.
Yeah.
And you could still smell, 3 months later, that pungent odor, smell of, not a smell of dead bodies, but a smell of,
phenolic compounds from all the computers and plastics, everything. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
44 blocks away.
Sure.
Smell it like you were two
you know, that
away.
Was in, that was pulverized. You know, God, the amount of explosives that were put into that building were.
That was.
And the other point, Joe?
And the other point was one night I parked my limousine on the west side, the lower west side. And across the street, there was a fella in a Jeep, and he was guarding some telephone company trucks. He was a black fella.
Yeah.
So I asked him where I could get a sandwich around the area. And we got talking. Guy was drunk as a skunk. He was a security guard. Drunk as a skunk. Never forget it. We started talking about 9/11. He says, I was the security guard in the North Tower. And we started evacuating that building about three-quarters of an hour before the plane even hit the building.
Oh, my Lord. That means that there were explosions going on in there. The devices were blowing up preemptively, my friend.
The same people who killed Jesus Christ are the same
definitely.
People bringing in the one-world system.
Amen.
Definitely.
You hit the nail on the head, Joe Church. Thank you.
Are the perpetrators, period.
All right, Joe. Okay. Thank you. Dr.
Thank you,
K, hey, we're out of time. The number to call tomorrow morning, 866-618-2503. Order your books tomorrow, Wrongly Blamed and the Others. Dr. K, we'll do it again soon.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, brother. What a program tonight. Tomorrow night, Deanna Spingola. We'll talk with her, ace reporter. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Thank you and good night.